This is Rocket Radio, your alternative social studies class on air. And we're gonna pag-usapan natin. Woo, pwede na may Tagalog. Pag-usapan na natin yung Nazareno. We have with us a secular humanist named Ryan. Say hi, Ryan.
Hello.
And do you want to join us? Okay, say Ryan. Ryan, you were supposed to talk about, and we are going to talk about, the Nazareno.
Yes.
The panata, yung belief, yung fervor, na nangyari nung Sabado. Uh-huh. Sabado lang. You know, you've seen the photos on in the newspapers or on the internet, etc. And why is it in the newspapers and on the internet? Why is it not in the internet? Oh, wala lang.
Is that a semantic question?
No, I don't know. Wala, sinabi ko lang. Nakita niyo na ito yung Nazareno, yung dami ng tao, yung libo-libo pupunta. In fact, as an anecdote, nung day na yon, naghahanap ng taxi yung kaibigan ko, si Mika. Hindi siya makahanap ng taxi. Lahat ang tinawagan na ng taxi company. Sabi yung mga taxi driver ay namamanata. So, well, that says a lot, right? So, let's talk about this. And there are many arguments raised already one time why that it's stupid because of the inconvenience of it. So, let's ask Ryan what he thinks. Ryan, what do you think of it? Of the fervor. Is it fervor?
I just think it's stupid. Period.
Really? Why is that?
Yeah, because just for the simple reason that they don't get the results that they're aiming for when they practice the devotion that they show.
But I'm sure you understand that some decisions and some movements are not for the results but for the motion itself, right? Of going, yung fervor, yung belief,
For the people who participate in this practice, for the cultural reasons, like to see the beautiful parades and all that, that's okay, but there are some, and I say most of these devotees actually believe that they're gonna get something out of it, whether it's
yes, and that's why they go, and that's why they defy all inconvenience.
Yeah,
to be there, and isn't that a good thing? Isn't believing in something strongly enough a good thing?
If believing in something strongly enough makes it true, then it's a good thing. But that's not the case, obviously, and therefore it's a bad thing because. They could be spending their time, their effort, in something that actually works.
Somebody asked, are you married? Do you make promises? Napanata ang based on response na to. Napanata is a human response of gratitude and hope for grace. Dahil ang Diyos ay, sa paniniwala niya, may magandang kalooban. Yun. Parang he compares it to something like a promise when you get married. I guess that's an analogy. So, anyway, simple. Somebody says, it is a fervor of faith done in popular piety, which is one of many ways of expressing faith. Please ask the atheist how he expresses his emotions and convictions. How do you express your emotions and convictions? I love how he said, please ask the atheist. Please ask your guest how he expresses his emotions and convictions.
It's probably in the same way that the asker does. I mean, the asker probably expresses his emotions in a regular way. I mean, you don't have to suffix everything that you say with through the grace of God or anything like that. It's only seldomly in a day that you have to bring in God into the discussion. So I express my emotions and my convictions in the usual way, just without there being anything mystical about it. Just plain and simple.
Okay, but you also accept that for some people, the mystical part is what keeps them going throughout the everyday, right? Kasi ang belief pala nila sa panata, alam mo to, Leslie, is that if you get to touch a part of the carroza, or even, especially if a part of the actual image of the Nazareno, you and one get what you have been asking for, or it will be a good year ahead, because it always happens in January. So there's always that faith. If it didn't happen last year, I'll try it again. Isn't that what faith is about? This is just faith.
Yeah, it's like playing the lotto. Like, you can play every day, like, buy how many tickets that you want. But you could go on and on and not win. So as far as it being effective, most of the times it's not. Now, the history of the Black Nazarene was, when it first arrived here, and some people touched it, and they said they were healed miraculously, and then some good things happened in their life. So it caught on, and other people started being devoted to it, and then some popes made it official. I think it was Pope Innocent X, and then finally Pope Pius VII, said that paying devotion to the Black Nazarene would be like plenary indulgence. So you could pray to it or have it intercede for you, and then your time in the purgatory will be lessened. So that's the original, I mean, what the history of it. And then it came to mean here in the Philippines, it came to mean being prosperous whenever you touch it or pull it or show devotion to it by walking barefooted or...
Well, according to Lourdes de Vera, who is not here, but he wrote something about it. And the reason why they don't have shoes is for consideration of the other people, so you don't step on them. Para paasa pa yung apakan. It's true, it's very practical.
Nakapaasa na daw.
That's one reason, but the main reason is to show humility. Because they're trying to emulate
what Jesus... So
humility
is washing the dirty feet of those who went. That's humility.
that too.
Diba?
Yeah, but it's like the practice in Holy Week where they try to go through what Jesus went through in the belief that if they have this much faith, yeah, that's so. This part is just the pulling of the cross.
Okay. So they believe. How about you, Ernest? See, we call him atheist.
Yeah.
You call me Catholic. I call you Iglesia tonight.
Yes.
How about you, Iglesia? What do you think?
About what? About icons?
That's the point. But yung going, alam mo nang libo yung nandun, pupunta ka, tapos alam mo you're up. Kasi there is physical thing when you go through it. You're pushed and shoved. You will have scratches when you go home. Your feet, forget it.
Pero mo, badges yun, di ba? Parang, wow, I came from Quiapo.
Cultural trip lang kaya siya, Ryan, or...
Actually, it's...
Well, most of our fiestas naman are based on Catholic celebrations.
I wouldn't call a trip something that kills people. So this year is actually, if I'm correct, this is the event where the most people died in recent years. So now the death toll rose to 3.
Question. But if you're a believer and you died during that procession,
you
go to
heaven. I mean, it could,
some people do believe that.
If you're a devout, isn't that like one of the best ways to go?
Yeah.
But that's like, from our perspective, syempre, parang ang gory naman, bakit ganun? Pero wala na parang from their
from their point of view. At least they die happy. But the people they leave behind, of course, are devastated. These are leaders and heads of the family who provide for their children. And when the parents die, who will provide for the families? And a lot of people are injured who cannot work the following day or the following week because of the injuries they got from it. Now, if they became more practical and just spent the time they were there preparing for work or just...
But where is the magic in that? Do you have magic in your life, secular humanist? Like, what is the magic? What's the magic for you?
Sex.
Yeah, that can be magical, yes, that's true. But, I guess there's an acceptance of other people's rhythms. It's a 403-year-old tradition.
And it doesn't make it any more true.
I agree. But San Miguel has lasted, ilang years na yung beer? 100-some years.
Yeah, even today, there are people who practice witchcraft, who sacrifice animals, and who try to exorcise demons out of people, who kill people who they suspect to be witches. Now, these have been happening for more than 400 years, and it doesn't make it any more right.
And this year, I went to the one of 2006 and then 2007. In 2006, I went with a group of photographers, so I was there more looking at it, from a frame. 2007, I went because I felt like, I went last year, I'll go this year. But I was really more of looking, I like people watching.
The culture.
Or whatever. I didn't go because I thought I'd have good luck. It obviously didn't work for 2009, but Lord went this year, and according to him, and I believe him because even in 2007 I saw it, yung mga pupunta, mas bata. Dati yung mga mama eh. Dati yung mga nana, yung mga lalaki, yung mga bigotilyo na big man. Lalo na yung mga nagbubot sa pier, mga ganun. Sila yung ganun yung itsura nila eh. Yung this year, mukha silang mga pupunta sa Music Laban. Young and tattooed.
Where is that?
I don't know.
Are they more spiritual? O baka naman parang me some kind of flash mob invitation.
Flash mob. They're younger and they even look, they're the exact demographic that goes and watches Queso or Greyhounds, ganyan. So, na-carry.
So, a mob.
Nadala to. Yeah. Na-carry over to. But then, isn't it a lot like, I would think of it a lot like marriage. Like, some people can see it as stupid in a certain way, but if the individuals who approach marriage have real promises to each other, it means a lot, then it means something, right? So for people who are there sincerely, then you cannot argue with that. But for those who are just there for the rhythm and the mob, then that's who are we're talking about, right? Is that right? Or do you also think the ones who pin their faith in it, like, stupid?
I think that the people who are devoted enough to risk their lives and the lives of their family members, these are the people who we should be talking about. Because the ones who are only casually there probably are, you know, in the sidelines watching people kill each other and try to trample each other to get nearer to the idol. Now, the trampling, it's interesting, the trampling is how most of the people die. If it's not cardiac arrest, it's trampling. Or falling off of the thing.
I can imagine.
Yeah, so you, one of our members in a recent meetup compared it to Wawawi. So people like stampeding over each other, climbing over each other to try to get a chance at a miracle.
Yeah.
So it's the same odds, winning at these contests, getting selected for it. So the odds of that happening to you are really, really small.
Have you ever been in a mob, like in the middle of something like that? Like
recently, I was in a rally, the gay pride rally. Recently, I was there. So, but that's more.
December.
I think, more purposeful and more productive. I think.
Pero walang stampede dun eh.
Yeah, no. So they wouldn't get into a stampede.
May comment. Pong Nazareno has turned into a beacon of fanaticism and scary idolatry. Ay, unhygienic na chaotic pa, pero at least Mardi Gras yung dating.
Yeah, it's that culture thing that keeps people going and justifies it for other people. But it's the people who died that we should be concerned about, and the people that could die. I mean, there's some responsibility here because the trend has been happening year after year. I think since 2006 or 2007, at least two people has died in every event like this. And hundreds of people at least have been injured and have been kept from work. And we understand that most of the people here are the ones who need the miracles, who need the money, who need the prosperous year. And they're not getting it, but they're getting injured for it. So that's what we should be talking about more.
Pero hindi rin ba kasi na parang they're driven to this, you know, the miraculous route? Kasi talagang...
They really need it.
Oo, kasi forced na sila ba, you know, with economic downturns and not having the opportunity. So baka...
Yeah.
Wala, cool. parang the more dire, baka parang siyang symbolic of what's really happening. Parang nakikita mo lang na maraming namamatay because people are really dying for miracles right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. In a recent study that measured the society's societal health, they found that the poorest of countries are also the most religious. So they
check.
when you become that poor, you just find you grasp at straws. You look for something to comfort you, something to give you hope. Mm-hmm. And religion is the cheapest, not Kabbalah. so. Oops, sorry.
No. Yeah, but I think I know what you mean. Yeah. But how do you? When I was there watching the crowd, may naramdaman akong inggit. I'm sure you saw this when I was tweeting with Dean Bokobo, who's supposed to be here, but he completely forgot us. I don't know why. His phone is off. He's supposed to guest, and he agreed to guest tonight, but he's not here. at Rizalist, on Twitter. I think, hindi ko siya naiintindihan nung time na yan, although, nung na-figure out ko ano yung nararamdaman ko, nainggit ako na I don't feel that strongly for something, nainggit ako na nothing will really push me to devote for the love.
Yeah, that intense feeling.
Oh, and have I become urban blasé? Or is there something I outgrew? Because I used to believe in something so strongly when I was young. Like, I used to believe that if I ate spaghetti before flying, I will... mga ganyan, may mga
flying spaghetti monster.
Nung bata ako, kailangan kumain ako ng spaghetti bago mag-board ng plane. Parang ngayon ako, belief na gano'n. Pero, bata ako eh, I needed to have
to
some
rhythm.
Oh, and sayan nun for me, magic yun for me in my otherwise seemingly mundane existence. So, nung nakita ko yung mga panata, nainggit talaga ako kasi parang, wow, what will make me go out and do this? I want something, I want to feel this strongly about something.
Yeah.
So, sa iglesia, meron din konsepto ng panata. But it's really more of a prescribed hour na magpe-break. So, if you're, you know, desiring or wanting something, whether it's, I don't know, whether it's a, you know, a husband or getting into college, into big college, para may panalo talaga. And may feeling kasi of, yun yan, may feeling of purpose eh.
I guess for may you, feeling, for the individual.
Oh, it's really for the individual. So, yung mga nagpupunta talaga ng panata, kunyari sa, nasa Black Nails yun.
Yeah.
Hindi nga yung mapipigilan eh, even if they know they did get hurt, it's a loss na ano.
Kasama yun sa formula
ng inuuhan. It's part of their sacrifice. So, hindi mo, I don't think you'd be able to reason with them using, paano yung pamilya may iiwan mo? Kasi sasabihin nila, pero you know, the past 3 years, nahawakan ko siya eh.
Yeah.
And my family really benefited from that. Hindi, wala,
pagka na-assign mo na yung meaning.
It's very easy to explain how these things happen, how these stories get spread. Because only the ones whose prayers are answered will speak up and be vocal about it. But the rest of the people, and that's most of them, won't say anything. If
they,
you don't hear people saying, "Ah, I prayed for this and it did not happen." They won't say that. But they will tell the stories, the successful
but
stories.
But there's a reality that exists. But by the way, joining us in the studio is Erwin Romulo.
Hello.
Erwin is a believer. Ano ba? Kasi ako, sorry, nag-define na kami ng mga where we are. I have that, perhaps in a different form because I'm lazier than most. So I have that belief and I would like to have feel very strongly for something.
Yeah.
So I don't have it now. Perhaps dahil nabura siya ng grown-up logic. Nawala siya ng color. The urban blessing. Parang, whatever, parang ganyan. But someday, I would like to believe in something so strongly as to defy convenience. I will defy convenience someday. Somebody asked for a while. I'm just curious, how do atheists really view those who believe in God, who believe in higher beings, according to Follow the Fishing, that's his Twitter name. I'm just curious, how do atheists really view those who believe in higher beings? That's the question. How do you view
atheists,
us?
First of all, atheists are simply people who lack belief in gods. So that's all there is to it. I mean, you could be an atheist and just... And your way of thinking is still irrational. So that's very possible. So...
Yeah, like Richard Dawkins. The evangelical atheist.
Evangelical atheist. You think he's irrational?
I think he is.
Really?
Okay, that's...
Sorry, we don't know Dawkins. Oh, sige, I know Dawkins, but you know, maybe those who are listening are not aware. Let's
okay, so, introduce Dawkins. So anyway, it's Richard Dawkins is a noted evolutionist. So okay.
Evangelical atheist.
Yeah, yeah.
He thinks
what's an evangelical atheist?
Yeah. Oh,
he wants everyone, he wants religion to secede.
Ah, okay.
Because if...
Somebody is out to convert.
It's if wala nang religion, wala nang dong sama.
It's not as simple as that, but...
It kind of is.
Don't aggravate the guest yet.
No, it's okay.
Okay. For those who have that understanding of Dawkins, it's as simple as that. Because he's been...
He's one of the new atheists. Yeah.
So he's kind of old.
Yeah,
he's in 76.
Atheists have been old.
So
what are the newer ones that have cropped up?
What do you mean?
See Dawkins.
So Dawkins and Harris and Bennett and Hitchens. So they're called the new atheists, and they have this way of you can think of them as evangelical in the sense that they preach reason and science and secularism. And they are more vocal than the others. So before, the atheists were only preaching to the choir.
Mm-hmm.
So these new atheists, as Erwin mentioned, they're more evangelical and they believe that religion is more harmful, doing more harm to the world than good. And they're trying
and
to...
And you believe that too?
Yes, I do believe that.
Well, how?
Have you always been an atheist? I mean, did you start, when you...
As a Filipino, of course, I was brought up in the Roman Catholic tradition. So no, I was born an atheist.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you have to be brainwashed into the tradition. So you have to be educated, indoctrinated, catechized, and all that. And there's this social pressure that keeps.
That's in the God delusion, yeah. No one is born. You can't say that there's a 4-year-old Roman Catholic.
Well, that makes sense. Somebody tweeted, "I'm an atheist too, and proud of it. I also consider myself a new atheist contesting irrationality where it happens." But do you think that there are Catholics who are rational? Do you think that there are believers who are rational, or do you think it's completely irrational to believe?
I think you can. It's very unproductive to try to label a whole person. So it's like saying that person is either irrational or rational. So it's on a case-to-case basis.
Okay.
So a lot of it depends on the question that you are asking. So on a question, a person can be rational or irrational. Now, whether there is a God or not, that's just one of those questions. Now, I believe that if you say that there are supernatural beings, then you're answering that question irrationally. But if you do some, like, moving into a place where there aren't any floods or earthquakes and all that. Now that's rational. So you're rational with regard to that question, but irrational. So you see, it's on a question per question basis.
I see. Sinister Spark, who's a tweeter, said there are idiotic and bad atheists, as there are good decent ones. Ganon din sa lahat ng religion, there is no template.
Yeah, that's true. It's on an action. But the interesting thing is that
I don't like the way Erwin is looking at me.
So to do good things.
Okay, to do good things.
You don't need religion.
There's
for
no
that.
I believe that there's no premise of a faith following a good person.
But
there's no monopoly on good works.
But
to do really evil things and idiotic things, you need religion.
Why is
No. In the most of the genocides of the 20th century were secular regimes.
Yeah, but
Pol Pot, Mao Zedong.
That's a common argument.
It's true.
In order to do people say in order to do the evil things you need religion, because these evil people have really used the religious whip and the religious front.
I don't think
they're truly religious. So I
just look at the Crusades and the Inquisition.
No, but the 20th century, all these secular regimes, the Soviet Union.
They weren't evil because of their atheism.
They were evil because
of their irrationality.
So
like I mentioned a while ago, right? It's not about atheism. It's about whether you're rational irrational.
No, the point
per
is,
question.
It's this belief in progress, that this enlightenment, blah blah, that these Dawkins or no.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like they believe that there is history has a beginning and an end,
uh-huh.
and that we're all moving forward. Like,
linear, very linear.
Yeah, so even if it's like with a lot of atheists, it's like Christianity hollowed out. Like you have all the trappings of Christianity that we're gonna go to a better place.
Without the religion.
Without the babes, because the cardinal error of Christianity is that we think we're different from the animals, or we're better, or that we're for a purpose.
So you believe
that? What do you believe exactly? That we're like animals? And
I don't believe we're I don't think we're any different from the animals.
I agree. We're
wow.
You believe in evolution, of course.
I think that when you say, in order for people to be capable of large evil, they have to need religion in order,
why
is that?
You know all discrimination.
That is the wrong understanding of faith, perhaps, right?
What do you mean?
Because if they were truly of the religion,
that's not true.
Or if they just used the front of a religion to mask the evil.
One suggestion, and this suggestion will be good for theists and atheists alike, okay? Read the Bible. Read the Quran. Read your holy book. I mean, I would wager that only 1% of all Roman Catholics in the Philippines has read the entire Bible. Who would disagree with me here?
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't? See, so they don't know what's actually written in the Bible. The usual thing that happens is a person has his own morality, because morality is usually personal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks that whatever is good in his mind must have come from the Bible. So he has this idea of what the Bible must contain, But when he looks at it, it's quite different.
Oh, that's not a religion problem. That's the danger of half knowledge, and that's arrogance.
That's usually the case.
Yeah, then that's not religion. It's an attitude that contains something like a misguided arrogance. Yeah. The danger of half knowledge. I know two or three quotes. I think I know it all.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not about being Catholic. That's an attitude of an individual.
But if you define a Catholic as being someone who practices the religion, who has read the Bible, then how many Catholics do you think there are in the Philippines?
Very few.
Very few, and that's very interesting.
But that wasn't the point. Somebody agreed with you, Erwin.
No, but the point nga was, these secular regimes, without, you said that to do widespread evil, you have the religion. That's not true.
I'll stop you there. You're aware of the Inquisitions?
Yes, but the point is, I'm saying the 20th century has proven you wrong.
How has it proven you wrong?
The Nazis had no religion.
No, I'll contest that. I'll contest that. Hitler was actually a devout Christian.
You have no proof of that. There's no proof of that.
I do. I could.
The point is, he was more.
I'll post it on Rocket Radio.
Please do. But the point is, Pol Pot had no religion.
Yeah, but it's not his atheism.
No, but the point is, it wasn't the religion either.
So that's just one case.
The Soviet Union, Mao Zedong. Come on.
They killed people because the people didn't agree with their brand of politics, not because they had religion either.
That's not religion either.
Then I think it's not religion to blame. It's really the individual.
Okay. I'll be fair to Erwin. Okay. Not every evil act comes from being religious.
But
some very evil acts, like let's become more relevant, like here in the Philippines, as you know, the RH bill, right?
Yep.
And a lot of people are dying of poverty, of AIDS, of miscarriages.
That's true.
And do you think that it's evil to deny access to the condoms and
I don't think it's evil for the Catholic Church to say that. I think it's evil for congressmen to bend to the Catholic Church.
And it's
because it's the Catholic Church's role.
It's expected.
Responsibility to be KJ talaga.
Say they.
Yeah. I agree with you on that.
But when the politicians bend,
I agree with Erwin, ideology is just as dangerous as religion. Blind belief, whether it leads to a being or an idea, leads to chaos.
Blind belief, that's it. It takes blind belief to kill a person for being homosexual. And that's what's happening in Uganda, in the Middle Eastern countries, because they have this belief that it's immoral somehow to have sex outside of the usual norms of a certain church. And they kill people for this, they imprison people for this, they persecute people for this, and that's evil. And if they had taken a more rational outlook on the issue, then they wouldn't be as evil. As simple as that.
But you know, I think man is basically irrational. I think that's kind of proven throughout history.
Like stupidity is infinite.
But I think that's the thing. I mean, this belief in progress, and it is a Christian. The teleological bias. That's a Christian input into the whole thing. But
Christianity has always been anti-progress in science, in being open to the kinds of people who we accept.
But the one that introduced that idea that there is an end to history is Christianity.
Okay, yeah. What do you mean by end to history?
Well, you know, that we're going to do utopia. A utopian thinking.
You mean heaven?
Well, to some people might be heaven. For Mao, it was different. Mm-hmm. He had a different, for Hitler, he had a different idea of utopia.
Yeah.
And then Enlightenment robbed. They took out religion, and they thought that man could do it on his own.
Mm-hmm.
He could be more progressive. And I think that's utopian thinking is the enemy. That's the irrational part.
I think fundamentalism, believing in something just because it's written somewhere or it's been practiced for a long time, and that you know, that's the main problem, fundamentalism, and trying to force your beliefs on others who might not agree with you.
Yes,
that's the main problem.
That's exactly what I find.
But isn't that also pagkain ng evangelical at atheist ka, and you're also foisting your belief on someone else, you know?
Talking isn't is not really like... forcing. I mean, you're not preventing others from practicing what they believe in. You're just having a conversation with them, and there's nothing wrong with that. Just a conversation. And let me just raise this something. Are you aware of Christian Science?
No.
So
enlighten us.
So in this,
yeah, is this creation? It's or intelligent design.
They believe those things as well. I think they're not fundamentalists. But the problem is, because in the Bible, right, there are passages there that say that you can heal someone by laying hands on them, by praying in the name of Jesus when there are two or more of you together. So they don't take people to the doctors. Mm-hmm. And a lot of children have been dying of this.
Well, that's like so the blood transfusion na bawal sa Batista, di ba? Bawal mag-blood transfusion.
So you have this irrational beliefs that are
irrational
based, that are propagated.
No,
I can say that empirically that's irrational. I mean, if your goal is to cure someone, then to pray over that someone to heal him is irrational. Is there someone who...
Well, how about no, just for the think.
Sure,
the placebo effect.
Yeah, that's also something that they're already studying. They've been studying it, but it only works to a certain extent. Like
it works to how much the person believes that it's going to work as well.
It only works to in a way that it lessens the post-operation pain in some cases, so minor pains, but for cancer or other serious diseases like this, even the common cold, it hasn't been proven to work, and it's there's still a debate.
I don't think there's a cure for the common cold.
Yeah. I mean,
the symptoms. Ang hirap kasi, parang who gets to define what's irrational or rational in someone else's behavior?
Ako, Ernest, ako lahat irrational.
I mean, if I was a devout Catholic, you talking like this would be irrational to me. So, wala, parang...
So the standards.
Then, yeah, who gets to define what's irrational?
Oh, like leaving my tooth under my pillow.
So just think of it.
I think the point he was making was that, empirically, when you have somebody who is sick, there are certain things in science that in medicine are proven to work. I think.
Not to grab that is empirically irrational.
If your
blood
goal,
transfusion, tapos yung religion mo sabi wag mag blood transfusion, then it becomes irrational.
Pero kung ang pagpaniniwala ng tao yun,
ay mahihil
siya at talagang hindi ako pwedeng mag-blood transfusion.
Yeah, and then he dies of it.
Nila, parang God's will.
And then it becomes God's will, mysterious ways and all that.
That's rational.
Yeah,
it makes perfect sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Like the widow jumping into the fire of her husband's fire.
Then it becomes
fire because in the next life they're supposed to be still married. It makes perfect sense to this
them,
family.
Right?
Or a jihadist.
But it defies the first rule of the UN, the right to life.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But if it makes perfect sense to them, can we apply our
And we can't prove it otherwise.
Oh, my. Paano kung totoo, di ba?
Pascal's wager.
Pascal's wager. Irwin kanina, it becomes really evil, this rational, irrational. It's when yung mga government or yung mga institutions that are supposed to make a distinction between what's spiritual and what's secular, binublur yung lines. Kunyari,
you have to remember, it's also Christianity that came up with the secular state.
That's true. Actually, it's interesting that you brought it up. It's the Roman Catholics who first benefited from secularism. I mean, they escaped from persecution in Europe to the United States because they had a secular government. And now that they're on top, it's like they want to get rid of secularism because they don't need it anymore. So it's hypocritical.
No, but in Europe, I think most of Europe is post-Christian as well already.
There's a huge secularization happening in Europe right now, which is very promising.
I have a question. When a devout Catholic, someone who announces he believes in everything and I'm really, really Catholic,
And he cheats and he like, so he's branded as hypocritical, right?
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
But someone who says I don't, you know, who doesn't profess any faith and does it anyway.
That's what anyway.
He's just not hypocritical, but he's just as bad, right?
Oh, all man.
Yeah.
If I'm not declaring any faith and I do cheat, lie, and steal,
you're just a bad person.
Oh, I just don't have the label.
The hypocritical. Yeah.
But you have to remember.
So there's just no label.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But you're still bad. You're still evil. Okay.
You have to remember as we
discussed. So does being hypocrite make it worse?
It's subjective. I mean, it's
up to you. That's what I mean. There's just an added adjective towards you, but doesn't necessarily make it more, you know, worse than the one who actually cheats, lies, and steals along with you.
Still the same. You still go to hell.
So you still go to hell. So you can't say, well, at least I never claimed to be good.
So Irwin,
that's no defense at all.
Yeah. At least I never claimed to be.
That's still the minimum, you know.
Ah, okay.
But minimum in a relationship, the minimum requirement is to not cheat.
Okay. But just clarify.
Are we talking about something in specific?
That was the example.
No, we're not.
Okay.
Because we don't know Tiger Woods, so let's not talk
about that. Okay.
He's not Filipino. Okay, go ahead.
So Irwin raised an important point a while ago, like, everyone's irrational, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all...
I did.
I
mean, it's
everyone's irrational.
So it takes effort to be rational. It's not the default state. You have to think. So it's a choice, yeah. So everyone has their own version of their own belief systems, and how do you reconcile it, right? So we saw the effects of the answer to that question in the wars in Europe, because they couldn't agree. Even the people who were both Christian, soon they didn't agree. The denominations were formed. Right now there are more than 10,000 denominations of Christianity, and it's good that these are increasing, because it's a sign that people aren't getting into wars anymore. Because before, those minor groups
people
were just
getting into wars anymore.
No. In that sense,
but there are still wars.
Yeah, there are still wars. But
by the way,
so how do you? Let's say you go to a court, right?
Mm.
How do you? Which evidence do you accept in court?
Mm.
So that's the criteria of rationality I was talking about. That's a good rule of thumb, if it's admissible in court.
You know, because Gang and I have been trying to get talking to courts recently, and I don't think that's a good barometer.
That's true.
The
question of those who were trampled to death during the Nazarene. Who is liable? Who can we bring to court for the deaths of those three devotees?
The bulls in Barcelona, Malé. No, you're right.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. Actually, the CBCP...
Paano natin malalaman kung sino umapak?
Like a bishop.
Collective apak.
A bishop recently made a statement saying that he was saddened or angry that these people are showing excessive faith. So he was saying, that devotion to the Black Nazarene is supposed to be about faith and charity and humility. So emulating the ways of Jesus Christ. That's what the bishop said. But he's just euphemizing, because he can't actually say that don't do that touching of the towels and all that, because it doesn't work. He can't say that. So he just says it's supposed to be about the behavior, but that's
perhaps
not true.
That is not
it's not
what he
true.
Meant. Maybe he really just meant an excessive expression of faith.
So what amount of faith is the right amount? Because Jesus, you know, if these devotees really follow Jesus, he was willing to die on the cross because of his faith that he would rise again. He said himself that a mustard of faith can move mountains and all that.
Uh-oh, I'm cut.
We got cut.
CBCP
cut.
We got cut.
The only time we got cut was when we were at
NBA. No, the last time we got cut.
Is it out? Are we off air?
When Communist was on the air.
It's off air. I'm monitoring from the radio.
Yeah.
And he had written a book against his comrades.
Yeah.
And we got cut.
Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, we got cut.
This is awesome.
And it was kind of... Wait, okay.
I think they do. Why can't they cut? Can they do it from somewhere? Conspiracy.
Can you be censored or?
No, that happened there before with the NBA.
Oh, actually,
that happened NBA and with the ghosts, right?
But from Junie,
nandun ka ba sa ano? Geek fight.
Yeah.
You were there.
I was there.
We were there.
What table?
Sorry, guys.
You were incredible.
With
Carl Joe? Do not mess with God!
We were victims of Ondoy.
We were frantic,
in that faith thing, like some would pray,
where do you seek help?
I would text friends, let them know the status, Twitter, and all that, you know.
So wala kang, oh God.
You mean atheist in a foxhole? No. That, I know a lot of people who were affected by Ondoy, they didn't.
You do what you can.
You can pay devotion to one of the idols in your house.
We don't believe in idols.
No, I mean, I could have done that, but
I have ano.
But you know the most productive thing to do, you know, prepare, like move all of the things, the ref, get it all up in, on the second floor.
Oh,
you know?
Wait, we're still heard over. What? Someone said I can still hear you over.
What?
Web stream.
Talaga?
Yeah.
Ah, so
dude,
you can hear us?
Talaga? It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
Wow. We should continue.
I said, well, this is someone's non-belief in God nag-ground out sa Antipolo.
Very funny. Wow.
Maybe God's in Antipolo.
But God allowed me 40 minutes.
I have a question.
Okay.
I have
40 nights.
The concept 40. Of... just in case we're heard on web stream. Can you tweet if you can hear us on web stream? I have a question. Yung cost benefit. Oh, bumalik tayo on air. Hello?
Okay.
Hello. Yeah, we're back on air.
Hello. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
The argument always for me that I hear constantly, you know how people just quote other people's arguments and claim it as theirs. I've heard this several times. And what if I believe in God, tapos meron? Cool. If I believe in God, tapos wala, okay rin.
Pascal's
but
wager.
I don't believe, the wager. I'm trying to explain it because I'm not arrogant. I'm not assuming they know Pascal's wager. But if I don't believe in God, tapos walang God, cool. But if I don't believe in God, tapos meron pala, damn. Diba? So yun na yung wager. So might as well just believe in God. Does this even hold any bearing to you?
Well, you have to add another question.
Option.
Yeah. Okay. Which God? Which God?
All names. The Kabbalah God, whatever.
So it's like playing the lottery. I told you there's already more than 10,000 denominations of Christianity. Which version do you believe?
That's right. I have a question. Atheists have the capacity to be snarky when asking a believer, but believers cannot be snarky when we ask. It seems like you're the more logical one because faith obviously is anchored in something not explainable by logic.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I cannot explain to you why I believe in...
So, we had a recent discussion about...
So you are in a better position because I love being snarky and I can't be snarky now.
You can't.
Nahirapan ako. So, hindi ako pwede mag-ano. Damn, ako pa naman yung gusto ko naman yan.
Buti pala, believe in Kabbalah.
I did explore atheism, etc. But wala. It works for me.
In the end, it's what works for you.
Yeah.
Like but okay lang kung wala.
If Kabbalah works for you, then go with Kabbalah.
Mas maging atheist.
Alam mo, mas
pero hindi ko kaya atheist.
Mas naging sexy ako nung magkabbalah ako.
At one point,
I was looking at Fully Booked. They have their sessions there.
Yeah,
Kabbalah.
Intros.
So they were trying to pull my wife in, but not me.
Oh.
And then I looked in, and it was all bored housewives.
Ah.
And then when I looked at the person talking, he looked like the guy from ano. Yeah. Yung, this love,
Maroon 5?
Maroon 5?
Yeah.
Wow.
He looked like that, so it made sense.
What
made sense?
It made
sense.
He looked like Adam, what's his name? Maroon 5?
Basta, kumuha siya hudyo.
Pero had sila condition, tapos...
Kaya nung nagkabala ako.
Pumogi ka rin.
Oo, nakapex ako.
I see. I should get into that.
I need text. Why is 80s? Like, damn, masarap pag 80s, no? Kasi parang pwede, ikaw yung nagme-make sense, eh. Parang the only argument I have with you is like, wala, niniwala talaga ako sa Diyos, eh.
Actually, you have to be...
You don't answer to anyone, just yourself.
I'm so logically weak. But I like arguing as an atheist. I think I should try it sometime.
You have to be, when you're an atheist, you have to become comfortable with not knowing a lot of things. Because usually, not knowing the answer is an option. Because a lot of people, the default for human beings is to always have an answer for everything. So that's how religion came about. Why does it rain? Why is this guy sick? There must be demons in him.
That's how science came about.
Yeah, science also...
Well, science actually came... Remember naman, science has magical roots.
Yeah, yeah. People are naturally curious, and religion is just one of the...
One-tracking religion, one-tracking science.
Yeah, some people keep on having experiments. Now, necessarily, a lot of steps and a lot of results will be failures until you find the right answer. Okay, this is the nature of an experiment. Now, imagine a scientist who clings on to a failed result and decides not to pursue the experiment further, just clings on to a failed result. Now, that's the difference between constantly questioning what you believe and just sticking with something because it feels good. So
but,
is it
but
true?
The problem is that if you're trying to put a scientific parang pro empirical trial with Catholicism, Christianity, and religion, it will be very hard to do.
It will be very hard
to quantify or qualify.
I agree, because they made faith into a virtue. It's now a virtue to believe something just because. Mm. I mean, don't read the Da Vinci Code. Don't watch The Invention of Lying because it will...
Exactly. Well, yung Aquinas famous phrase na you understand after belief. It is your...
You have to postulate.
You don't understand.
Right away.
You don't understand.
Yeah, that's the scientific method as well.
You don't believe because you understand it. You understand it because you believed it first.
You make a hypothesis. You test it.
But if it doesn't work... The way they do with the givens in a math problem.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then you buy the answer. Makakalo ka lang way to get to the answer.
Exactly. That's a scientific method.
Let me ask about, some people do draw a lot of solace.
From religion.
Yeah, which they can't seem to get anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Especially, do you have a problem with that?
A lot of people will ask me, but what about after you die? Or isn't it sad?
I'm not talking about more of the living who are dealing with trauma.
Oh, you mean hope?
Well, I'm talking about people who have no other means of seeing
hope.
Yeah, it's like
you make
just,
it sound like a bad
snake oil salesmen, they're selling invisible products that you cannot test, you know?
Yeah.
So you sell something, you sell heaven or you sell protection from hell. Now this stuff cannot be proven. You don't have a DTI.
No, but the thing is it just makes them feel better. That's it.
Mm. Just in case thing.
In the here and now, it's like Prozac.
So think of a husband and wife relationship, and the husband is lying, cheating on the wife.
Yeah.
Now, would the wife prefer to not know about the affair and feel good about it? Or know the truth and be hurt. So that it's just as simple as that. You either choose the truth that hurts sometimes, or
The way you look at me, it seems like you're looking through my soul.
It's the glasses.
Is the truth.
Oh man.
No. It's just provisional truths.
Atheism isn't fun because we acknowledge that we're wrong about a lot of things.
Yeah,
faith stays right according to believers. No. I have faith.
And that's another thing. You have to define what you mean by faith. Because sometimes you mean faith as believing in a person because you trust the person. But there is evidence to believe in that person. And, in some senses,
that's not faith.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
so there's
you're
a,
convinced.
There's an equivocation where the the definitions of faith are changed from one sentence to another.
Okay,
so faith always becomes good.
Faith, our faith is faith in something not explainable by science or logic.
Faith is simply believing something without sufficient evidence.
Without sufficient evidence.
Something
sufficient scientific evidence, like empirical evidence.
Yeah, not even.
Is this religious faith we're talking about?
I guess.
Yeah, religious faith. Okay. Religious faith.
Isn't it faith in somebody else's talent?
That's right. Di
pa siya nakikita. Kahit wala pa siyang ganung evidence, you have faith in so the just, person.
So let's just have a thought experiment.
Did faith ever make you feel cool when you were young? Like, has it been so bad for you being with
I was in the YFC for some
What's
for some
YFC?
Time back in.
Youth for Christ. Christ.
Yeah, Youth for Christ, where they made you do the speaking in tongues.
Wala kami ganun.
And
I know.
Yeah, atheist pa rin. Kasi you swung on a positive 10, and then when you swing, you go negative 10. Nobody, like physics, you don't swing negative 4 and then swing positive 10. Like, it's always an even swing. So the further you go into the study of faith, I think the further you are in terms of being an atheist.
Yeah, and the thing is, most of us learn about faith or what we believe in.
But back
in.
Then, it worked for you? Like the belief in
nah.
it? No, he didn't.
Yeah, no.
You're just saying that. Cause
I was in it for the girls.
I used to be with you.
That's when my faith goes down.
So anyway, you believe faith. I mean, you get into the faith because of the authority figures. Like you were young, you'd believe anything, right?
Yeah.
Like
much.
So, the question now is, how do you know that what you believe is actually true and not just a habit
inherited,
that you have.
How
do you know? What kind of standards do you use? Do you use the no evidence standard or do you use the evidence standard?
Ako, I use the I feel good standard.
Okay.
I feel way better when
Ako,
I profess my
I
faith
use the, I,
rather than when I'm, you know, parang I'm just being, no, I can do this on my own.
Ako, I tried the study everything else standard and then I'm a lot more comfortable when there are no tambourines. And if I'm uncomfortable in a service, then that's not for me. That's how simple it is. Pag naging uncomfortable ako sa, whatever. So, kung saan ka comfortable, parang
exactly.
You flourish more there.
It's,
and I'm more comfortable in where my faith belief is.
Yeah, it's really very personal, very
for
individual.
For want of trying to get out of it, I did try.
That's good.
I did try.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with believing and practicing your own way. But pushing that onto another, or trying to legislate that as law, that's the problem, and that's what's happening. That's what's happening in the Philippines
so it's
now.
It's the Congress that's evil, not
it's
like
what?
Yeah.
It's the CBCP. Yeah. That's their responsibility.
Or the COMELEC. Or the COMELEC when
the
they cited the Bible and the Quran to reject ang ladlad. So they're trying to push their.
Certainly, we don't expect the bishops to just say, "All right, cool, calm down, yeah, no problem." It's their duty to say no, but it's our legislators' duty to consider what this.
To be secular, because our government, our constitution is secular. And we are not Catholics in the Philippines. I mean, there are more religions in the Philippines than Catholicism. But as we already agreed on a while ago, how many real Catholics are there in the Philippines?
Not a real Catholic.
Two.
Two.
I don't know.
My mom.
Okay. So yeah. Mostly, it's similar in Spain. In Spain, they have like 80% Catholics, but only 25% really practice being Catholic. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many in the Philippines we have.
I think si Julio Iglesias is the only Catholic in Spain.
But you have to agree that if someone has a right understanding, right appreciation, even logical appreciation and grasp of what church offers, then it will work, right? There's some, a church is an institution na walang irrationality and you accept it and openness to others. Merong ganun. Marami akong kilalang ganun eh.
There are other options.
They make sense.
There
as
are
much
other
as the
options.
Atheists do, because atheists always make sense to me. You always do. I just can't be atheist. I'm not sure why.
For those who, I'm a secular humanist, so if somebody's asking about my morality or my ethics, you can look into secular humanism. Now, for people who want to be more religious, but not too mystical, there's religious humanism, and you can look into the Unitarian Universalist Church of Manila.
Yeah.
They have
a
it's very, so they still have the sense of community, the rituals and the sharing and the support, but without all the mystical stuff and condescending on others who don't agree with you. They accept gays and lesbian, the LGBTs. So there are other options than Catholicism. Now, my message to the Catholics is to really get into your faith, not be half-assed about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's half-assed? So of really get into your faith is that believe everything the CBCP says?
Not really. Like know what being a Catholic means. You can't just say you're Catholic and then...
Read the Bible.
Read the Bible, exactly.
Read St. Paul, St. Augustine, you know, read.
Just keep on reading.
Yeah.
Keep on learning.
I know, like, I came across this document that there are like 5 kinds of, or 7 kinds na. Para pag dogma yung ano mo, hindi mo sinunod, you're considered a heretic. Pero pag parang law lang or something, you are considered...
Is this the venial sins and all that?
Hindi, I wouldn't know. Parang meron silang like 5 kinds or 7 tiers of, but you can actually be. Kalimutan ko yung exact word nila.
Wait, that's not because wait, just pero to clear up for our listeners, you are Iglesia, di ba?
Yeah, never with this study kasi yung Catholic dogma for the advocacy for the RH bill kasi we cannot, pero you have to talk kasi to the Catholic.
And you're pro-RH, right? The
yeah.
Iglesia?
Yeah.
As are a lot of other religions in the Philippines.
Actually, sa Iglesia nga, what they consider unnatural is yung hindi nagpapakasal. Hindi celibacy ng mga pare. Kasi that's not the natural state of things. Yeah. Man and woman are supposed to be together.
I practice the only sexual perversion. Celibacy.
So as you see, there are many different...
Unnatural sa kanila. Unnatural sa Iglesia, sa Bible, according to the Iglesia, yung rhythm method. Kasi kung kailan gusto ng mag-asawa, because that's part of their...
When they got the rhythm on? Yeah.
Yeah, they have to do it. If they want to do it, they have to do it. Hindi mo pwede sabihin, stop, kasi unnatural yun.
Ang belief nun kasi, without tampering with nature, the woman is hot. When she is fertile.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's not...
So it's unnatural for a person to stop when you know...
It's not externally reminded because of a video you've seen or something.
So natural.
That pag natural body rhythm, hot ka pag fertile ka, that's why.
Tita gangster, paano yung...
I read about it.
Tita gangster, paano yung piano legs?
Hindi ko alam eh, pero parang dapat nakakatawa. Hindi yung humping the piano legs.
Kaya nga, patatadadumitan ko yung mga piano legs. Kasi baka yung mga women, the girls, ladies, mahat sila kasi makita nila.
Ang contention ng mga old school Catholics, ay sobrang daming external factors na nagre-remind sa atin of sex. Kaya sometimes even on the not natural days of your month, you're aroused or you're horny or whatever the word is. That's right. Pero running on the... Kasi naman, ginawa to ng something century na...
That's why diba?
Kasi olive trees lang tsaka yung moon eh. So, yun na yun. Wala nang isang external na you know, that prompts
you. Yeah, yung mga puno nga, mga phallic symbols yun eh. Diba?
State of mind talaga lahat eh. Kung ano naman. Ay! Shoot! Napasa tayo sa oras. Damn! It was so fun. It was so fun.
God damn! Uy!
Pwede yun. I was trying to be sensitive to Ryan, hindi pala. Damn!
Final thoughts? When you think about atheists or non-believers or people who believe differently from you, first be aware of what they actually believe. So that you know, you don't just act on prejudice, like you think atheists or secular humanists are Satanists, baby eater, rapists, which is not really the case. They're very friendly people. We have regular meetups. You can learn more about us on Filipino Free Thinkers.
People have no regular meetups. I think they do too.
No, I was just plugging shamelessly.
Okay. Can anyone go to the Filipino Free Thinkers gatherings?
Yeah. Everybody's welcome. Even believers.
Where and
even
when?
Even believers.
You know, Masons, but are they atheists?
No.
We don't have any Masons that I'm aware of.
So, okay.
Masons are anyway. Response yata to the
So yeah, anyone can come. So the only rule that we have there is to respect others' beliefs and to hold no idea sacred. So everything is open to questioning. Everything can be discussed in a rational manner. I mean, we don't not
fists and
no fists. we're all scrawny. So don't fight with us.
Dean Bocobo's old, no? So yeah,
he can't hit. And he flaked on us tonight. I just need to say it. I hereby declare that Dean Bocobo said yes, but he did not show up.
Ah, I would have wanted to.
I know.
Yeah, me also. I like fried rice.
You really wanted him here. Anyway, it only means one thing. Somebody at Twitter said, and Sherry said, it only means one thing, that someone needs to check his or her belief in God before it's too late. You check on it.
Yeah, you check yourself before you wreck yourself. Well, there's
that's
ice cube.
Right.
I have a wager.
Where do you go for solace? That's a good. But can I ask you that question? Where do you go for solace?
Art. I watch movies. I read books. I listen to music. I play sports. The usual things. Or I have sex.
Inner solace. How about inner solace? But can you murder someone and have no worries about it? No, you still can't murder someone.
We are ethical people. We have moral. We study evolutionary, the reasons for our behaviors, and we are concerned about society progressing. So.
Okay.
So we do feel guilt, the usual feelings.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just not dressed in robes.
Exactly. That's a good way of putting it.
Fair. I like talking to atheists and Kabbalah people. And people who were sexy when they believed in Kabbalah.
Yeah.
Erwin, any final thoughts? Okay, so we've agreed to disagree on the Nazareno. I don't know. It could be seen as like any promise, it could be interpreted as something beautiful and etc., or something stupid.
Yeah.
Like any promise.
But year after year, it's being broken, and people are dying and injured, and families
are becoming. People die every
day.
The way
they
anyway.
See the dying that's
no,
wrong.
I
but
think
the way they see their dying isn't wrong.
But the thing is, nag-erase tayo ng fears or concern. But you know, it's
kanila ulam eh.
And you know,
parang sa amin, in much the same manner na tayo siningil natin yung ABS-CBN for the Huawei tragedy, sino yung sisingil ngayon sa
CBCB?
Sino sisingilin at sino maniningil?
Kasi that's a good question.
Tama. Sino sisingilin? At sino
maniningil?
Check mo nila yung footprints?
Individual, I mean, they went there of their own accord.
Unless the government steps in, say, the Catholic Church or you know the Quiapo Church is liable for the lives of these and they should provide for the
ilang boto na wala sa kanila
exactly.
isn't it amazing, Ryan, how we have to deal with a rhythm that is so not explainable by logic and yet we still have to coexist,
right?
Yeah, coexistence is the key.
Ang linaw ng mga linya mo eh, nainggit ako ng konti eh, na naman ako. Pero wala, I know, you know.
Actually, there are a lot of things that I do not know that I think I will never know. But the thing about being an atheist is just accepting that and living with that. Making the most of what we do know, that's the key.
Somebody tweeted, and this makes a lot of sense, I think it's interesting. It's hard to be an atheist in a way we don't have a God only knows, quote unquote, as our final answer. Well, I don't have that.
Okay.
God only knows. May mga salbahing tao talaga. May mga salba. Oh. Even in the face of death and etc. I really hate it when they say God's will, etc. So that's, but I still believe in. We'll see. I guess there are different formulas for different people.
Yeah.
Okay? I think we should end.
Different strokes for different folks. You cannot slice stone.
Wow, ngayon ko lang narinig yun.
Why don't you check yourself before you wreck yourself?
That's right. Thank you very much for being with us. Next week, we're going to have a very interesting episode. We have the Magalona sisters. I think they're both going to be here. If not, it's just Sab. Well, not just by just. I mean, just only Sab, sorry. And then Ramon Bautista will join us at 10:30 and RA. They will talk about the evils of Tumblr. Great Tumblr episode.
Cool.
And then on the 28th, we'll have Gibotodoro with us on Rocket.
Wow.
But tonight we have.
So should me, you know, click the coconuts already for Gibotodoro.
I'm trying to tell you. Coconuts migrate. So
many farmers lost their mind.
Pupunta pa dito si Gibotodoro. Ang sagot ko lang dyan before we end ay posible.
Yeah!
Sorry, no, alam. Anyway, this has been Rocket Radio. Thank you, Ryan, for guesting with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for putting up with our questions. I mean, Romana, this is and Ernest Zabala will be seeing you next week. Bye.